a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
For news, this is the 5 o'clock report, 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial free. I'm Jeff Kaplan. KSL's top story.
Utah Firewatch on KSL News Radio.
We have seen a few showers and storms this week, and it is helping a bit, but so many places remain parched and dry. Fire danger remains high, and that is a concern as we head toward Pioneer Day. Our team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Fire officials say they are grateful many people listened to the messages and were safe with fireworks on the 4th of July. Now this weekend, the fireworks window opens again for the 24th, and fire crews will be extra staffing and shifts, but they still hope people continue to be safe and careful with fireworks and campfires and trailers and everything else.
Officials say to be sure to check the statewide map or your county map for the latest fire restrictions. Starting midnight tonight, every county in northern Utah will be under Stage 2 fire restrictions. What does it mean? Well, basically, no campfires, tent stoves, barbecues, or fireworks on state or unincorporated private land. Smoking, tracer ammunition, and cutting, welding, or grinding equipment are also prohibited. At this moment across the West, there are more than 80 wildfires raging with zero containment. Oregon's bootleg fire is the biggest. It's generating thunderstorms. It's so big. Those thunderstorms spark lightning, which make the fire worse. ABC News Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z continues our team coverage.
At least 2,000 homes have been evacuated in Lake County, and another 5,000 are threatened. Near Lake Tahoe, the Tamarack Fire is forcing more evacuations as it spreads to more than 39,000 acres and zero containment.
But the bootleg fire is the most concerning, 606 square miles. This fire is bigger than Los Angeles, half the size of Rhode Island. And here it's happening just as predicted. The Great Salt Lake is now at its lowest level in recorded history. Tied with the record low of 1963, the lake's level will sink to a new record low within the next few days. The nation's top coronavirus expert is defending the effectiveness of vaccines. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, Dr. Anthony Fauci explaining to Congress why there are rare cases of vaccinated people who get COVID.
The efficacy data was based on preventing clinically apparent disease, not preventing infection such as asymptomatic infection. So when you hear about a breakthrough infection, that doesn't necessarily mean the vaccine is failing.
The head of the CDC is also telling senators they are seeing a rise in cases among those who haven't gotten the shot. She says the rising number of cases and deaths is entirely preventable. A top House Republican is giving us an idea of some of the ideas Republicans will push while taking part in the committee investigating the U.S. Capitol riot. Minority Whip Steve Scalise says the committee's focus should expand beyond January 6th.
They need to look at the whole array of political violence that led up to January 6th and still has gone on after that.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy has named five Republicans to the committee, but they must still be approved by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. And Democratic lawmakers are holding an event on Capitol Hill today touting the benefits of the new child tax credit. Daniela Knight is a mother of three from Maryland who says the tax credit is being put to good use.
Because of the expanded child tax credit, our kids are able to enjoy summer camp this week. And in the fall, it will make it possible for our youngest to attend preschool.
The child tax credit is set to expire within the year, but Democrats and the president are pushing other lawmakers to make it permanent. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
A 22-year-old who opened fire inside a California synagogue 2 years ago has agreed to spend the rest of his life in prison.
It was April 27th of 2019 when John Ernest walked into a synagogue in San Diego County and opened fire, killing one woman and injuring more, including the rabbi. Ernest now pleading guilty to numerous state charges, including murder, because of his bias and hatred of Jews. The judge read the charges one by one.
And you intentionally and personally discharged that rifle multiple times.
Ernest agreed to serve life in prison plus 137 years. He will officially be sentenced in September and still faces federal charges as well. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Companies all over Utah have to cancel events or close workshops because they can't find the staffers to fill their positions. What'll it take for companies to get back to normal? Okay, KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson takes a look.
Economists with the Department of Workforce Services say when the pandemic hit, the economy shut down all at once. But it can't just reopen at full speed. Chief Economist Mark Nold says the state would need to bring roughly 35,000 people back into the workforce to reach pre-COVID levels. But some of them are hesitant to work face-to-face, and in some cases, a lot of the actual laborers aren't actually there, like university students in Logan.
The jobs report from June shows people are coming back to the workforce, just not as quickly as employers want. KSL News Time 5:05. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. Here comes Ricky Meese.
They are letting traffic go through once again southbound Redwood Road at about 2800 to 3100 south. Only a right lane of traffic is blocked. For those who are headed northbound on I-15, you have slowdowns leaving downtown up to the north interchange and then leaving Kaysville going through Layton, but it's southbound I-15 that's jam-packed from South Salt Lake to Sandy. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 5 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time 5:06. Another testy exchange between Senator Rand Paul and Dr. Anthony Fauci at a Senate hearing today. They clashed over whether the National Institutes of Health funded gain-of-function research at a lab in Wuhan.
Dr. Fauci, knowing that it is a crime to lie to Congress, do you wish to retract your statement of May 11th where you claimed that the NIH never funded gain-of-function research in Wuhan?
Senator Paul, I have never lied before the Congress. And I do not retract that statement. This paper that you are referring to was judged by qualified staff up and down the chain as not being gain of function. Let me finish.
You take an animal virus and you increase its transmissibility to humans.
Right.
You're saying that's not gain of function?
Yeah, that is correct. And Senator Paul, you do not know what you are talking about, quite frankly. And I want to say that officially. You do not know what you are talking about.
Let's read from the NIH definition of gain of function. This is your definition that you guys wrote. It says that scientific research that increases the transmissibility among mammals is gain of function. They took animal viruses that only occur in animals, and they increased their transmissibility to humans. How you can say that is not gain of function?
It is not.
It's a dance, and you're dancing around this because you're trying to obscure responsibility for 4 million people dying around the world from a pandemic.
And let's send Dr. Fauci.
Now you're getting into something. If the point that you are making is that the grant that was funded as a subaward from EcoHealth to Wuhan created SARS-CoV-2. That's where you are getting. Let me finish.
We don't know.
Wait a minute.
If it did come from the lab, but all the evidence is pointing that it came from the lab, and there will be responsibility for those who funded the lab, including yourself. I
totally resent the lie that you are now propagating, Senator.
Feisty exchange on Capitol Hill. NIH funding of work at the Wuhan lab has come under increased scrutiny, especially as the theory that the virus accidentally leaked from the lab is gaining more acceptance. KSL News Time 5:08. It's time for My Minute of News. We're brought to you by Any Hour Services. Electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com.
This morning,
My wife made eggs. She cracked and scrambled them around the pan for a minute. Then the toast popped up, and I buttered a slice, grabbed a fork, and in the time it took us to whip up breakfast, the richest man in the world became an astronaut. Now, I like my eggs firm, but this spaceship slipped the surly bonds of Earth and drifted back in a mere 11 minutes, the time it took for us to make breakfast. As the ship retraced the steps Alan Shepard took in a Mercury spacecraft 60 years ago, this time there was no ground broken, except the bone-dry Texas tundra when the new Shepard kicked up dust and thumped to a stop.
Ground control to Major
Bezos. The 5'6" billionaire enjoyed a thrill previously awarded to the smartest, the best, the bravest. In the history of space travel, John Glenn brought us the term Godspeed.
Godspeed, John Glenn.
Neil Armstrong took one small step.
One giant leap for mankind.
This newest 5'6" astronaut offered his own eloquence. When he became the 623rd person to achieve weightlessness, he said,
happy, happy, happy.
Happy, happy, happy.
This is Major
Bezos.
To ground control.
There he is. Listen.
What's a Skittle?
The pinnacle of his life. He's asking if anybody wants a Skittle. You know who Bezos is? Buzz Lightweight. Enjoying his $200 million toy alongside an 18-year-old whose daddy bought him the trip. This morning, while I made eggs, we saw one step by a small billionaire, one giant display of ego.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Slowdowns continue on southbound I-15 in Salt Lake County between 3300 and 106 South. The South Belt really filled in and slow this afternoon. It's jammed up as you're going eastbound from Taylorsville at about 50th South all the way over to the I-15 junction, and a little bit of busy traffic moving westbound on the 21st South Freeway from 9th West over to I-215's West Belt. Michelle?
Well, we have slowdowns. This is southbound I-15 going through Pleasant Grove, the worst of it right at Pleasant Grove Boulevard. Seeing it ease by the time you get through Linden for drivers on Bankator Highway. Slow in a couple of spots. This is going to be in Taylorsville and South Jordan, both to do with construction. And over in Tooele County, we have some slowdowns there as well. SR-36 into Mills Junction and again into Tooele. Len?
Into Davis County, the fire affecting Legacy Parkway is out, but still some southbound slowing toward Page's Lane as crews clean up there. Moving out of the downtown ramps, northbound on I-15, busy but not bad, then heavy and tight from Layton Parkway to Antelope Drive. And US 89 is slow in construction through Fruit Heights. And looking southbound, I-15 to Weber County, slow Riverdale to Sunset. Any hour services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, they'll evaluate your situation, show any available options, then happily do the work you choose. Google Any Hour Services or visit anyhourservices.com. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Here's Kevin Eubank with the hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. As we head through the 5 o'clock hour, partly cloudy skies, temperatures in the low 90s. We'll stay there for 6 o'clock and 7 o'clock. Upper 80s move in for 8, mid-80s for 9, and low 80s for 10. Ultimate lows will be in the mid-70s under partly cloudy skies. With your hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report, I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 94 degrees. Sunset comes at 8:54 tonight. KSL News Time 5:12. Now we go in depth with Maria Chaleos.
Jeff, a musician is making the most of the relentless drone made by San Francisco's Golden Gate Bridge on windy days. Now the drone is quite a nuisance for many nearby residents like Ray Ryan. Now Ryan lives 3 miles away and he posted what he calls the deafening noise on Twitter. Not good.
That's the bridge?
That's the bridge. But for musician Nate Mercero, the racket created when the gusts blow through the bridge's new safety slats is a source of inspiration in the key of C major. Now, he spent two breezy days in May recording duets with the much-derided hum of the bridge. Now, Mercero says creating a set of songs with the 88-year-old bridge as his only accompanist was too good an opportunity to pass up. He says, you know, it's the largest wind instrument in the world right now.
You know, he could record an album with the bridge, but he can't go on tour with the bridge.
No, he can't.
Never, never. Thanks, Maria. It's 5:13 as the Delta variant rages in several states. Some of the most well-known Republicans are pleading with people to get their shots.
The number two Republican in the House, Congressman Steve Scalise, finally getting his first Pfizer dose, saying, quote, especially with the Delta variant becoming a lot more aggressive and seeing another spike, it was a good time to do it. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell pleading with Americans not to believe all the anti-vaccine misinformation. And even on Fox News, where hosts have downplayed the threat of COVID, Sean Hannity now urging his viewers to get their shots.
ABC's congressional correspondent Rachel Scott reporting there. Trending on social media mere hours from the start of the games, Tokyo's top Olympic official refuses to say whether these games will have to be canceled. Seems pretty clear the opening ceremonies will happen Friday morning. You'll see them on KSL TV Friday night. But as COVID cases rise in Japan, it's now a question mark whether we'll ever see the closing ceremonies. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the University of Utah needs a lot of help finding volunteers for a COVID-19 treatment study. They hoped vaccination rates would have reached a point where the study wasn't necessary, but that didn't happen. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, fire officials are asking you to be extra cautious with fireworks ahead of Pioneer Day. The state fire marshal's urging everyone to watch professional shows instead of setting off personal fireworks. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Fire crews have just arrived on the scene of a rollover crash on northbound Legacy Parkway prior to Parrish Lane in Centerville. It is blocking a right lane of traffic and delays are stacking quickly. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Temperatures in the 90s with partly cloudy skies. I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 94 degrees. Now, KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. We learn more about how the new COVID surge, in which almost all hospital patients and deaths are now of the unvaccinated, is affecting lives of frontline hospital workers. They, by now, may have hoped they could catch a breather and have their lives back. But little over a month after shutting down its COVID unit, Methodist Le Bonheur Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee, has reopened it and added a new wing. Matt Robinson, the nurse in charge, says it's to handle COVID patients in their 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s.
That day in and day out, coming and seeing COVID patients, because it's difficult to work with. It's difficult to see, and then now that they're getting younger, now you can see yourself in that bed.
CDC says the more dangerous Delta variant now makes up 83% of COVID cases. A day after a significant slide on Wall Street, a big rebound, making up most of yesterday's losses in the major indexes. Standing by his decision to hold a key vote on a bipartisan infrastructure deal tomorrow, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, but Senator Roy Blunt, Missouri Republican, says he won't vote on anything that doesn't include details.
We want to have a bill to go to before we vote to go to a bill.
ABC News has learned that 11 Republicans in the bipartisan infrastructure group are telling Schumer that they oppose debate tomorrow but support debate Monday. A federal drug agent was charged today for his role in the January 6th attack on the Capitol.
Mark Ibrahim was allegedly on personal leave from the DEA when he joined the pro-Trump mob that stormed the Capitol. But federal prosecutors said he was carrying with him his DEA-issued firearm and badge. While on the Capitol grounds, prosecutors said he posed for pictures, flashing the badge and gun. And he's charged with being in a restricted area with the firearm. During the riot, court records said Ibrahim was texting with other law enforcement officials when one of them texted back, question mark, you are carrying your duty weapon and your badge? Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Some of the nation's top health experts were in front of a Senate committee today. They talked about the Delta variant, rising cases, the COVID vaccines. Senator Mitt Romney focused in on booster shots. He asked Acting FDA Commissioner Janet Woodcock how soon Americans can expect a third jab.
There are a number of us that would get in line to get a booster. How long is it going to take before we're able to get sufficient information to allow Americans who want to get an additional vaccination to be able to do so? Are we talking weeks? Or are we talking months? I mean, I guess given the fact that this is being done overseas, can we not use the data that's come from those places to allow people in this country to get a third shot if they want to?
Yeah, do you want to start?
The
the agencies represented here are all monitoring this extremely carefully. As you've heard, 99.5% of all people who are being hospitalized now are unvaccinated. So it, at the moment, the people getting sick are the people who haven't been vaccinated.
I understand, but I'm looking at the data that's coming from Israel, and people who have double vaccinations are still susceptible to the Delta variant for serious disease and death. And they're showing that if they get a booster, that that dramatically is reduced.
More than 80% of the new COVID cases in the U.S. are now the Delta variant, the more transmissible Delta variant. KSL News Time 519. It's time for Triple Team Traffic, brought to you here by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Ricky Meese, tell us about the trip.
Slowdowns are waiting for you on Salt Lake County freeways. If you're westbound on the 201, it's heavy and slow between I-15 and the West Belt. Southbound I-15 delays linger from 33rd South to 90th, and then again from 114th South through Draper. I-215 South Belt going eastbound, that's eased a bit, still bogged down from just after Redwood to I-15. Michelle?
Well, we're looking at some slowdowns. This is in Tooele County. This is southbound SR36 at Mills Junction. And again, into you're making your way into Tooele. Bangor Highway, scattered delays. This is in spots from Salt Lake down to South Jordan. And for drivers in Utah County, I-15 getting busier, seeing those delays start in American Fork, heading on down into Linden. Len?
We've got this rollover accident, northbound Legacy Parkway prior to Parrish Lane. Right lane block delays filling in now from 500 South and Bountiful up to Centerville. Further north, you've got some slowing on US 89 as you make your way from Lagoon toward 200 North in Kaysville. And I-15 itself, a little bit sluggish through Kaysville and then getting thick and tight through Layton up to 700 South on the south end of Hillfield. And you've got southbound I-15 slowing past the Hill Aerospace Museum down into Sunset. Apply for a home equity credit line through Zions Bank and make those dream home updates come true. Loans subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. Zions Bank, an equal housing lender. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines. Here's the 7-day forecast with Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Well, another day of flooding conditions in central southern Utah. Temperatures over the next couple of days are going to stay in the upper 90s here along the Wasatch Front. A little drier Wednesday, partly cloudy in 99, and then another increase in thunderstorms on Thursday and Friday. Most of the heavy rains will be in central southern Utah, but those little pop-up storms could reach the Wasatch. Partly cloudy skies, upper 90s through the weekend, and then more thunderstorms get back into the north on Monday, Tuesday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 94 degrees in Salt Lake City. You've been listening to the 5 o'clock report, brought to you by Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time, 522.
Jeff Kaplan, only on KSL News Radio.
Because I got to have.
This is Derek Miller speaking on business. The Days of 47 Cowboy Games and Rodeo presented by Zions Bank is a one-of-a-kind gold medal rodeo being held July 20 through 24th at 7:30 p.m. A total of 288 contestants from across the country will be competing. Chair of the rodeo, Kem Gardner, is here to give us the details.
The Days of 47 Cowboy Games and Rodeo is an official stop on the World Championship Rodeo Alliance Triple Crown of Rodeo. For over 100 years, our state has celebrated the arrival of the pioneers with a rodeo and parades. It'll be held at the Utah State Fair Park in our brand new arena. Tie-down roper Riley Webb, a Days of 47 contestant, might be eligible to cash in on the TCR bonus for winning in three consecutive major rodeos. Webb's just 17 years old and would make history as the first winner of the WCRA Triple Crown Rodeo $1 million bonus and would become the youngest millionaire in the history of the sport. Pre-rodeo entertainment will include the Young Guns Rodeo and the Frontier Fun Zone. It'll open at 4 p.m. daily with free admission and will include great Western food and gift vendors, live music, pony rides, a carnival, and a free petting zoo and more.
Tickets are available online or by phone. Visit daysof47cowboygames.com for more information. I'm Derek Miller with the Salt Lake Chamber, and this is Speaking on Business.
They've worked much of their lives for one chance of a lifetime to compete on the brightest stage against the best in the world. This summer, a record number of Olympic athletes from Utah are traveling to the Tokyo Games, and the KSL Tokyo Olympic team is right there with them to bring their stories home to you. From here to there, only one Utah team has you covered. The KSL Tokyo Olympic team. The opening ceremony is July 23rd.
Envision this, reading the menu with ease in a dimly lit restaurant without reaching for your readers. Seeing that little white ball all the way down the fairway of your favorite hole. Well, you could see all that and more after modern cataract surgery at Hoops Vision. Today's advanced trifocal lenses mean you can enjoy every facet of your life with sharp, clear, unrestricted vision. Hoops Vision's vision specialists are among the nation's leading cataract surgeons with decades of experience and thousands of satisfied patients. Their FDA-approved computer-guided laser facilitates the most advanced cataract procedure available. If you have cloudy or blurred vision, don't miss another moment. Call to schedule your one-on-one cataract surgery consultation today. See every moment with the vision you deserve with the help from Hoops Vision. Call 877-30-LASIK or book online at hoopsvision.com. That's 877-30-LASIK or hoopsvision.com.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL News Radio. Cruise lines are reintroducing ships that were taken off the market last year. The latest, Carnival Cruise has 15 of its ships out of mothballs. That's out of 24 ships that were put in mothballs back in last October. KSL drives Uber, Uber Eats, and now Uber Groceries. The ride-sharing company has expanded its grocery delivery service to 400 cities across the country. If you spend more than $30 with Uber Groceries, delivery's free. When it comes to idiotic fads, it's hard to top eating a Tide Pod. But the internet is trying, as some people now clean their teeth with Mr. Clean Magic Erasers. Dentists are warning, no. The cleaning pad could cause lifelong damage to your teeth. On Wall Street, it wasn't lifelong damage yesterday. The Dow is up sharply today, gaining 549 points. The S&P up 64, and the NASDAQ soared 223 points. KSL News Time 526. When the Summer Olympics get underway in Japan Friday, you're going to see some new faces and new events. Four new sports have been added to the lineup.
The Olympics is an evolving organism, one that tries to adapt to the times and to tastes. In previous winter games, says Olympic historian David Walachensky,
the International Olympic Committee realized that they were losing the youth audience. So suddenly you had snowboarding, freestyle skiing.
The updating of this year's summer games includes the addition of skateboarding, surfing, climbing, and karate. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.